Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio. I'm your host, Julie Renee, speaker, author, and master healer. You can count on Miraculous Living Radio to be your most important resource to inspire, to inform, and to improve your health and vitality. Welcome to your Miraculous Living. Stay tuned. Our show is about to go live.
Woohoo! I greet this day and I greet you with love in my heart. Welcome to the Seven Stages of Love show. It's going to be a great show. I'm so glad you tuned in. You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio, and I am Julie Renee, your host. And today we're going to be really exploring to the nitty-gritty how different relationships show up. And I'm going to reveal some kind of interesting new stuff that probably hasn't been out much. I've been listening to Tony Robbins and his beautiful conversation on relationships. And he gives three different levels of relationships. And I'm so inspired by that because he's really made it accessible to everyone. So when you're listening to something of Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins, he's going to give you like a guideline of connection. And that third level for him is the ultimate. And, you know, he has a wonderful connection with his beautiful, beloved wife. But I am actually going to reveal some additional pieces of information that will be very helpful for you when you're looking into having the relationship that you really want, and really giving you some other ideas to consider when you're thinking about, you know, really connecting with the one who is the one for you. And today we start the show off with the word enthusiasm. And, you know, so many people have had broken hearts and lost some of their enthusiasm in their relationships, or even in the possibility of dating or really connecting with the right person. So I ask you to get your enthusiasm on, get your smile on, get your giggle going in on the insides, because this is not a serious conversation. This might be a very important conversation for you, but, you know, when we go into that, I'm going to study this, I'm going to master it, I'm going to learn it, and we go in with that serious tone, we miss some of the joy of the experience. And love is meant to be joyful. Love is meant to enhance our lives. And, of course, we have ups and downs. Part of being human is to have an up or a down. But today we're going to explore what those seven stages of love are. And with enthusiasm, we go into section one. Before we start the actual conversation about the seven stages of love, I'd love to share with you a beautiful composition. I'm just going to read it to you that I wrote many, many years ago, and I think it's so sweet. And it was really when I was exploring England and the Knights of the Round Table. I went to Avalon and Stonehenge, and several compositions came out of that journey. So if you can imagine being in that realm, the realm of the knights, and looking for that perfect love. Love comes too slow for those who wait to find the mystery concealed. Days turn to weeks and months to years. Still flow the solitary tears, though every now and then we glimpse at Cupid's hand, and in the magic and the wonder do we land. Rich flower gardens fill our hearts with luscious blossoms, full expanse. For every soul to find their mate, we must embark upon the dance. In time we'll meet love face to face, from life to life, with hope and grace. And if by chance we find that one who loves us always as we are, now take your heart in your own hand. Embrace yourself, the gentle lover of the plan. That precious love will find you where you stand, the love of spirit, earth, and man. We just began by thinking about the journey of love and the mystery of love and the magic and the wonder of love, and how to really find that pure love, to experience that pure love, that true resonance of love, takes a great deal of perseverance, personal perseverance, and a great deal of wanting to know and really being committed to being open, being committed to being contribution and generosity in your relationship, to being the witness, to bringing yourself into the conversation, but being first the good listener. And who you bring, who are you bringing to the conversation? That conversation about how full you are, how full you are with filling yourself up with balance, with self-love, self-appreciation, the things that bring your life into magic and wonder. So if it's getting time meditating, getting time walking on the beach, spending time with friends so that you're filled up, so that you don't come into the relationship already needing and already wanting. What your job is to be the safe abode for the people who you love and who love you. So your job is to be loving and to give love and to be generous and to really show up as your best self. And when you're having an off day, you can look at your beloved or your children or your friends and say, hey, you know, I'm tired and weary today. I feel a little beat up. I think we just need to rest and call it a day and then wake up in the morning refreshed. And if you're not refreshed when you wake up, do a meditation and clear your mind and get back into gratitude and appreciation. And that gratitude and appreciation brings you back, brings your generosity back, brings your ability to be giving and appreciative. You know, it's such a difficult thing for people to actually stand in the appreciation of who they're with. And this is a great exercise. I've been taking it on fully, wholeheartedly, is how do the people around me feel loved and appreciated? And how do they feel validated? And what are the words or what are the things that are needed for each and every person to feel really seen and loved and cherished and really in, you know, in my arms, in the arms of love? And then making a point to add that to the conversation. This is something I really, really appreciate about you. This is something you always bring to the table and I love about you. You know how rich that makes a relationship when you're steadily appreciating and seeing what the efforts are, what the goodness is of the person, even if they're in a tough spot. When you call that goodness, that freshness, that I love this about you, you allow the person even to have a healing right there on the spot. You don't have to be a miraculous healer to do this. You can just use your words and make a difference, raise the energy vibration. Because when people hear that they're loved and that they're safe and that there are things that people see, actually take the time to see and appreciate about them, then they can step back up into their higher expression of self. They can be filled up. And this generosity that you come forth with, is really the fuel that helps yourself first and others second. So first, starting your day as your own beloved best. So maybe you start the day with a meditation and then go hiking in the wilderness or on a mountain or by the ocean. But maybe you need to fill yourself up before you spend time with your beloved. And if that's not possible, you're a parent, you're saying, hey, I've got kids, I can't fill myself up early in the morning. Well, I suggest that you can wake up a little early and even put, you know, a headset on and do a meditation in your bed, you know, while you're still in that resting place. Meditation helps clear your insides. It gives you a spiritual shower from the inside out. And you wouldn't really want to start your day all sweaty and stinky and smelly. And neither would you want to start your day muddled. So if you hadn't cleared yourself out the night before, cleaning yourself up in the morning is just the right thing to do. If you go into the website, julierenee.com, you'll discover a wealth of meditations. As a matter of fact, I believe there are something around 40 meditations for you to choose from. Just go to julierenee.com and click on the meditations link, and you'll discover there's love meditations, and as a matter of fact, there's a lot of love meditations. Meditations to help bring your relationship into balance, clear problem energy. But there's also just a basic definitive guide to meditation, which is a wonderful place to start. And if you're looking for a free meditation, the From Fatigue to Fabulous, on the upper right-hand corner of the website, you'll see when you go into the front page, From Fatigue to Fabulous, just put your first name in there and your email address, and you'll get a wonderful 5-day program. That meditation is such a good clean-out, but it also helps you restore your energy. And when we're in relationship, we need energy, don't we? You know, because relationships are not without intention, and I don't really want to put the word effort to it, but really you have to be present. And it's actually interesting that the next word is svarparyatna. I picked these Sanskrit words for us. Every show you might be hearing me picking the words, but that interpretation of that and is self-effort, but bringing the self into whatever you're doing, really being conscious and being present and showing up both for yourself and then for others. So this first section is all about filling up. The next section, we're going to actually start in the first stage. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Beautiful from the inside out. Do you want to take 10 years off your appearance and regenerate yourself from the inside out without pills, potions, or surgery? If you'd like to discover how to completely enhance your natural beauty safely and painlessly, then you want to check out Beautiful from the Inside Out. It's a series of 15 meditations done over 60 days, and it actually makes you 10 years younger. I mean, really, you will be the radiant natural beauty that you've always imagined yourself to be, and you can avoid all that nonsense of surgeries and potions. To enroll in this program, go to www.miraculouslivingbeauty.com. You'll be so glad you did.
Well, welcome back. Okay, so we're starting with the actual seven stages of love. And in the ancient Gnostic mythology, there's a story about the creator God being lonely. And out of loneliness, God broke himself in two and became male and female. And in this story, the female, being young and new and really not having any worldly experience, had less wisdom and experience. So her character, though full and animated, is learning or in a youthful phase of her existence. Day in and out, she sits quietly watching God create. As God is on a focus, creating, he's on a creative spree, he's relatively unaware of his companion. And she, the Sophia, becomes lonely herself and wishes to experience the experience of having children. So she attempts to create on her own without the father, without her partner, and is able to create kind of monster-like children, as the description happens. There's three separate times that she tries to create something childlike, and perhaps it's more like a hideous creature. But she has this sincere desire to create and have children. So she stops creating after a couple hideous creatures, and because she realizes that she's lacking in some ability to create. Now she must watch as Creator Father is making children, human children. And all stages can involve affection, romance, and all connection involved in the emotional body. So when we go into these seven stages now, Remember that affection and romance and connection exist in all of these. So stages, the seven stages of love are energetic signatures for the relationship, what two individuals create together based on their energy and family programs around love and relationships. And I want to explain what that means a little bit, and then I'm going to actually lay out the seven stages for you. So we have programmed in us how love shows up, and that is wired into our DNA. So our family heritage gives us that information in our cellular body. So if you're going to the person that kind of reminds you of your mom or dad, and you're trying to kick the habit because you think, well, my mom and dad didn't have a great relationship, or I really wanted something better for myself, but you can't seem to magnetize anything other than an over and over repeat. You're, you know, chemically drawn to the same type of person over and over again. This will be in the DNA. And then there's spiritual timeline that might be from past lives or from precursors in this lifetime. You might have had, you know, 10 or 15 relationships, and you'll go kind of repetitively in this life or another to a familiar relationship again. So those two, and then memes and miasms, cultural mores or cultural group mind, that will also get you involved in relationships that aren't necessarily good for you. So that that's kind of the structure of where you start from. So the first stage of love is obligation. And it has an energetic signature very low of 0 to 130. The second stage is obligation and morality. And that is slightly higher, but still very low, 110 to 190. And then three, the third stage, is companionship, basic. I'm going to go over all these in more detail as the show progresses, so not to worry if you're not catching everything. Companionship basic is 170 to 255. Stage four, fun, context, partnership, mutual respect, and that's 230 to 450. So that's actually a really good phase of relationship to be in. Things are happening. You're enjoying yourself. You're connected. You're loving each other. You have a partnership. And there's respect present, and that's really great. That's quite a big jump up from obligation or morality. Stage five is mutual honor and devotion. And so you'll have the fun. You'll have the mutual respect, but it even goes higher. Like, you really get each other's preciousness, and the relationship is really sanctified. The energetic number for number five, that goes between 370 and 480. 500 is unconditional love, by the way. Stage six, the basic joy. Basis is joy, knowing, and awareness. So the basis of the relationship is joy, and then there's a knowing between the two of you. You might even read each other's thoughts to a certain extent. And a kind of awareness that you're aware of each other, you're respectful and honoring of each other, and you're aware of the outer world, that your life is really about contributing to others and contributing to each other, as well as really keeping yourself filled up and full. That stage comes in from 470 to 720. And then cellular harmony, which is the seventh stage. And, of course, it includes all those yummy things earlier. But your cells are actually matching up. You know that you're both part of the divine, and those parts are very happily connected when you're together and even when you're not together. Cellular harmony comes in at 630 to 1000. And the kind of the numbers, if you haven't heard these before, you'll find reference to these numbers in a number of my books. The Accelerate Wealth program has reference to these scaled numbers. And in a future show, I'm happy to go through them all with you. But 500 is unconditional love, 700 is mastery, and 1,000 is the highest attainment, or it's enlightenment, It's the energy of Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, like that. So more than just a master, it's enlightenment. And so we have the seventh level, cellular harmony, is in mastery and enlightenment. So the seven stages of love, family programs around love and relationship, really bring you to those first relationships are going to be set at the family vibration. So if your family vibration, the love relationships in your relatives are at obligation 0 to 130, here's what it kind of feels like. And you can kind of check this off, so you can use this as kind of a love test for yourself. You might want to grab a piece of paper and see what feels true to you in what's shown up already or the relationship you're in. I'm going to give you a little short list here. So under that stage one obligation, there's definitely suffering in the relationship. Could be very likely abuse, and that's including self-abuse or self-denial. So you're thinking about, are you taking good care of yourself, or are you actually abusing yourself, ignoring yourself, punishing yourself, not speaking up? So those are some of the, here's a couple more. The dynamic might be, since it's in obligation, you're going to have a victim oppressor, often an old patriarchal pattern, unaware of a blind or blind to choice. In other words, either your family set it up or you went into this because you had to, like you felt like you had to. And that would be like a group mind or meme. It's like an unconscious hypnosis. So you don't even know you have a choice to stay or leave or change things. It's just the way it always is and it has to be. And then the last one that identifies this particular stage is anger, pain, suffering, and blame. So we have quite a bit in that first category, and unfortunately many, many people fall into this category on planet Earth. And I'm hoping, because you're listening to this show, you're very likely in one of the higher phases. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Julie Renee. I'm often able to offer real solutions for illnesses that apparently have no cure or no alternatives in the traditional medicine arena. That is why so many doctors refer difficult clients to me. These one-to-one sessions provide a cost-effective way to manage serious health challenges and all issues related to struggle in life. One-to-one sessions provide personalized, deep, and lasting health revitalization and yield results that are not possible elsewhere. Imagine being free of any and all ailments, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. I invite you to check out the one-to-one program on julierenee.com. Come join me. Remember, your miracle starts today.
And welcome back. And, you know, we're going to start this next section, the third section here of our show for today, with the word forgiveness. And what a perfect place to be in as we leave that first level or that first stage of love, which is definitely in need of forgiveness. And when you're in that phase, the thing that is necessary for you to move anywhere else on the scale is to really be in the space of forgiveness, forgiveness to yourself and to all others. And, you know, we do in the Miraculous Healing Weekends, that we have one coming up tomorrow, actually. We have one 4 times a year. We're doing a Miraculous Healing Weekend. We clear up all those relationship issues on the first day. We clear the energetic and mental, emotional, and spiritual ties and create such a kind of freedom that you're released. You're actually free to really create the next level of relationship for you and what you really want. And you may not want the seventh stage of relationship. You may want the fifth or the fourth stage of relationship. That might be ideal for you. You may not want cellular harmony. You might want fun and mutual respect. And that's perfect. So we're giving you the information, and what you do with it is entirely up to you, and you're blessed with this. So let's go into the next level stage, which is stage two, obligation and morality. And here we go again with a little quiz, so you can check off what feels familiar to you. And I think there's six or eight things here. Righteousness of the bond. So you're obligated to each other, and it's, you know, either one owns the other, or there's some rightness to it, like he's mine or she's mine, that kind of thing. So righteousness of the bond. There's again no clear choice. There's no choice actually to even improve the relationship. You're still sitting in quite a bit of struggle. And it's not apparent that things can improve or the love can improve. You're kind of in that stationary, stuck place, that it's the way it is. Operates out of what is expected. So what is expected, meaning what your family expects of you, what your wife or husband expects of you, what your children expect of you, what your boss expects of you, whatever that is. This is not out of freedom, spontaneity. It's not out of love. It operates out of what's expected. So it's not in a place of generosity. It's in a place of what's expected. So you're going to perform probably mostly on a mental level. So that you understand this, I know mental doesn't make sense, but you're going to be thinking what to do rather than feeling what to do, if that makes more sense. Thinking. So you're going to decide or strategize what you have to do. And rather than a bubbly sense of contribution and generosity and playfulness, it's going to be from a mental place that you're going to make a decision. It can be combative in this phase, combative. And in that combativeness, there's awareness that there are people who have a relationship that's different than yours. And so you're aware that some people don't fight, or some people, you know, don't have someone yelling at them, or whatever it is. So you have an awareness, but it doesn't go into like a real solving, like let's explore this. It's more combative, like blaming. Abuse and self-abuse are also in this second phase, and anger, pain, suffering, and blame. Anger, pain, suffering, and blame. So we've already described the abuse and self-abuse. I think in the second one we get even more kind of heated because there's some awareness, but no real skill or ability. The cells don't support it. The emotions don't support getting better. So now you know that there's something possible, but you have no awareness that you can get there. So that's kind of a tough one to be in. And then the stage three is companionship basic. And here we go with the definitions here. So in companionship basic, you're actually defined by the other. So you exist because you're part of a couple. So you can check that one off if you exist because you're part of somebody else. So you're half of somebody rather than the whole person. You're really, like, everything you do as a couple, or you do with your girlfriends or your male friends, but you're always referring to your relationship. So you're defined by your relationship. Often lacking self-awareness, if not defined by the companion. Relationship based on mental, remember we talked about this, mental awareness rather than heart awareness. Lacking cellular awareness. So not connecting with the other, not being aware of what's going on with them, lacking empathy or understanding of the other based on me and how I see the world or you. But I don't see through your eyes, and I don't understand where you're coming from because you should think like me. That's very prevalent in this stage. The stage three, which is companionship basic, has 30% of the relationship really based on enjoyment, come together for the self to have fun. So there's definitely some level of that you can get to the place of fun and companionship. Relationship becomes real in this phase and really wants to advance. So when you're in phase three or level three, stage three, you do actually, you're aware that it can get better and you have the desire to bring it to the next level. So that's kind of a fun phase to get to. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
In 21 days, you can completely transform your relationship with money and attract abundant wealth. Hey, got a question for you. Are you struggling to create the financial freedom you desire? Have you tried everything you know to bring in more money and it still isn't working? Are you anxious about your financial freedom? Well, you can transform your relationship with money and know the exact steps to becoming the wealth magnet you really are. So in this 21-day program called Accelerate Your Wealth from the Inside Out, I'm going to take you step by step through the program and process of clearing your DNA and the meditations for magnetizing money to you, which are called mock-ups. You are going to be a money magnet. I've had some incredible results with this program. As a matter of fact, three of my students in just 3 to 7 days created $100,000 coming in. What a miracle. Of course, those results aren't typical. These are people who took it heart and soul, just literally just lived, ate, and breathed this wonderful program. Accelerate Your Wealth from the Inside Out is available to you now as a home activation program. Go to miraculouslivingwealth.com and enroll yourself now. By the way, there's a free 6-day jumpstart guide, which is a mini version of this 21-day program. Go enroll yourself now. Your miracle does start today.
All right, and we go right into a story. Anna is a loving Jewish woman, and she's in her mid-40s. She's at a high-profile career, traveling and speaking and hobnobbing with the powerful and the famous. She is a self-made woman. Her list of connections in high places is endless. She is truly a remarkable individual. In her relationship journey, it's kind of similar to many women I advise. Anna waffles between loving her man, Andrew, who she has been partnered with for 15 years, and feeling like she never really gets the love that she needs and is braced for the inevitable disappointments. There is never enough love and attention for her. Her conversations about her relationship jump between contentment and happiness with Andrew, he is such a good man, to how she feels in the deep recesses of her emotions that he is lacking and should try harder to meet her needs. In the way she speaks, I know with certainty that her context for being in this and all relationships is formed from, I'm not getting my needs met. He and they are not giving me enough. So in other words, she's coming from that place of, I don't get enough, I don't get enough, there's never enough. So what is the truth underlying this experience? Now, there are 5 key elements to this conversation that will alter your life for better permanently if you comprehend and implement them in your life. So the first thing I want you to think about in this when you're not satisfied is to let go of the blame game. It's really just one of the games on the planet, and it's not a very nice one. So when you're not getting what you want, don't blame it on the other person. look to yourself. Have you filled yourself up? Have you gone to the spa? Have you gone for a run? Have you, you know, gone out for music or for a movie or a play? Have you brought enough happiness to yourself? Have you gone on a vacation? Have you ran on the beach? Have you sat in the sun? Whatever it is that you need to do to fill yourself up, look to yourself. And then what can you give, contribute, or be with this person that you're in partnership with? The second thing to consider is self-love and self-nourishment come before any conversation around expectations. Having currently forgotten that you are in love and that your love is embodied, as such, you are whole, complete, and perfect, you need to take time to fill yourself up, just as we've been talking about, before you have any conversation. So now you come to the relationship, knowing that the relationship is whole, complete, and perfect, everything that you need in the relationship is already there, and maybe there's some discovery to do, maybe there's some way that you can contribute in a different way, or you can inspire in a different way. But it's more about you filling yourself up, and really, when you are ready to have that conversation, really the conversation of, maybe even you tell your partner, you didn't do anything wrong, I just want to talk about some ideas I have with you, and we're good, and I love you, and you did all of these things right. Maybe you can list three or four things they did right, so that the conversation doesn't come off as a complaint, but rather how we're good, and how can we even make this a little better so I'm feeling all the juice and all the love in the relationship. Number three is to stop the accusation. So we've got the blame game, we've got the fill yourself up, and stop the accusations. Actually, if you look into the problems in your relationship, you'll discover that you're looking from your point of view only. And when you're accusing from you're not me, and you don't see things the way I see things. I know that sounds a little funny, but if you put yourself in the other person's shoes and you actually understand from their point of view, their vantage point, why they're behaving the way they're behaving, it will make perfect sense. You're just coming from your own point of view when you're accusing them of something, and they may not even have a clue of how you're interpreting it. So you want to really stop accusing and get into the mindset of where are they coming from? And really ask yourself, have you traumatized your partner? Have you heard has that person heard, like your husband or your boyfriend or your wife, heard the complaint over and over, so they now believe that they are, in their core, that they're incapable of providing for you what you need? Because if they are, that's a real danger sign. When the person has heard the complaint and you're not good enough enough times, they'll at their core say, I can't be with this person because I can't provide for them what they're asking for. And women, this is really important to hear, that if you're the complaint rather than the celebration, rather than gratitude and appreciation, you may inadvertently kick your husband out to the arms of another woman. And I don't want to be a doomsday sayer or anything like that, but if they can't feel like they are winning with you, after time they're going to break. Something's going to break. So understand that. Maybe the sex breaks, or maybe him coming home, at a regular good time stops, or, you know, like somehow you're going to see a sign that things are going to break. So pay attention. And as I was talking about that, I jumped right into the next point. The fourth point is validate and appreciate. And when they are getting it right, focus on all the good they provide. So if your husband's getting it right or your wife's getting it right, you make sure that you spend a lot of time, or at least some amount of time, appreciating them for what they've gotten right and how wonderful it is and what it provides for you or how supported you feel or how enhanced your life feels as a result of them really showing up for you and doing something for you. And I know I had a client who was a constant complaint that one of the things her husband loved to do was wash her car every Saturday. And he'd take off for 2 hours and he'd wash the cars and make them shine. And she was like, I'd rather go golfing with him. I don't know why he does that. And so she complained that he didn't do it right, or he wasn't loving her right. And he would get so befuddled. And his ideas, really his proof of love, was I can do this really, really well. I love washing cars. I'm taking it to the car wash. I'm going to make it beautiful for her so my wife can ride in a chariot every week. And for him, that was the biggest, best gift he could get her started with every week. I believe in you. I see you as the radiant being you are, and I want you to ride in a golden chariot. And sadly, unfortunately, she had done some coaching with me a year and a half ago and decided not to use the coaching, and they're no longer together. And I could have predicted that. You need to really see where the person can show up for you and love you and how they see what they're giving you. Then, when they're feeling like they're getting it right, you can help them get it right even better. You know, like maybe there's something even better, like maybe every Sunday morning they go golfing. And, you know, whatever that is, whatever that conversation is, you have to come from everything's good and appreciate to go to the next level. You just don't get to the next level in complaint. And number five, finally, is laughter, fun, joy, and happy times. Get the love flowing and processing your relatedness. And so it moves you out of that ineffectual conversation that can be defeating and depleting. Joy and love get the get the juice flowing again. So if he wants to clean your car, let him clean your car. That's what I have to say. All right, my dears, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio with Master Healer Julie Renee. Please join us in our upcoming Miraculous Living Inner Circle Healing Weekend, where you will receive 21 hours of vibrant health and wellness to get you back into your Garden of Eden. Imagine how good you can feel after 21 hours of healing. If you'd like more information about that, visit our website, www.julierenee.com. And if you're curious and not decided on the weekend, why don't you join us on one of our monthly calls? It's a free teleconference called Your Health Can't Wait. Go to our website again, www.julierenee.com, to find out more about this call, where you will be receiving a healing live and in person on the telephone. www.julierenee.com again. Stay tuned. Our show will go live in a minute.
Woohoo! And the word for this section is ease, and we're going through stage four, and I think we'll get to stage five in this section. Stage four is fun, context, partnership, mutual respect. So we're beginning to understand each other in this phase from 230 to 450 energetic vibrationally. So 450 is getting pretty close to unconditional love. We're genuine in our relatedness. Based on some mental relating, about 30%, and free choice in being with a partner is present. So if those are things that you're looking for or you've already accomplished, these are kind of the identifying factors for getting into that, really that higher level, kind of the heart level. You're getting up there. Some of the some of the reason that you're in relationship is still based on the family programs, but you're doing well to get into this particular level. You live in ideas of the future events and planning events, so it's fun to be planning the future. Occasional imbalances of power, and occasionally there's some uneasiness or wanting in the relationship. But there's a lot of good in this relationship. There's a lot of positive things in this relationship. This reminds me of the program that I have on the JulieRenee.com site, The Language of Love. And if you're liking this show, The Language of Love really gives you the tools for communicating with each other and how to listen differently from the female brain and the male brain, from how people show up and how people are loving. You can find that at JulieRenee.com and then /meditations. Go to the Love Meditations and you'll look for The Language of Love. That's an excellent mini program. It has a teaching and it has a meditation to help you really lock in those wonderful ideas. So we want to be thinking about forgiveness, self-effort, enthusiasm, ease, and perseverance as we go into our fifth stage of love. The fifth stage of love is mutual honor and devotion. And this is pretty enlightened energy. It's 370 to 480, 500 unconditional love, so we're very close there to unconditional love, mutual honor and devotion. 60% spiritual connection, so for the first time we're really seeing that you're connected to spirit. You're about shared growth, shared lives. Intimacy is possible here, real intimacy is possible here. It's a smaller percentage, but for what people know of intimacy, this is good. You're about contributing to each other and to others. You have a strong motivation to resolve areas of conflict. Mental experience is mid-range. In other words, that you're not always in the mental body. You're not always thinking your relationship. You're in your heart. You're in your spirit. You're actually feeling into the relationship. Emotional upliftment possible one to another. Mutual spiritual energy increase vibrationally. For example, the phenomenon starts in this stage vibrationally, when the points are together. For example, say that wife is 350 and the husband is 375 energetically. When you're in this phase and you're all about sharing and mutual love, the wife will match up to 375, if that makes sense. So sure, her energy vibration will get raised by her partner, or vice versa. If the wife's energy is up around 500 and the husband's is down around 390, she'll actually bring his energy up. Or potentially, if they're really doing battle over a period of time, it potentially could go down also. It's getting to be that the match is more present, that they share more spiritually and energetically. And let's go on to the sixth stage, and the sixth stage is the joy and knowing and awareness. It's 470 to 720. It's transformational love, love that becomes a meaning for awakening the divine. It's awareness, intimacy. Sexual union becomes spiritual, and when the sexual union becomes spiritual, in other words, the two spirits are connected in this way, you reach your divinity through this kind of union. It's very magical. So we're going to take a break and we'll come back for the seventh level.
Whether you're in pain, chronically ill, fatigued, stressed, or simply need a boost, you've found the right program. Miraculous Living Inner Circle Healing Program is the program for you. Now you can discover a radical new way to regenerate your whole system from the inside out without drugs or surgery. Join us in the Inner Circle Program. a powerful way to receive group healings and also to connect with loving, supportive community. I found this to be a very effective way for people to receive more healings in a short space of time. The results have been extraordinary. Move out of dark moods and anxiety episodes. Enjoy the freedom to live fully, love deeply, and dance your way through life. Let go of weakness and weariness and join the healthy, vibrant community of loving folks who belong to this program. In this comprehensive 12-month program, I will take you by the hand and personally support you in restoring and rejuvenating your body, mind, and spirit. I invite you to join me on julierenee.com. Click on the Miraculous Inner Circle program and find out more. Enroll. Just do it.
Woohoo! And we're in our final segment, and you made it! You know, one of the things that I've done is I've used this radio show, as you know, for really teaching some of the concepts that we work much more deeply in the Miraculous Healing Program. And you've just heard about the Inner Circle Healing Program. That's a one-year program. We have some amazing people who are on their way. They're driving here right now, meeting in my living room for the next 3 days, getting the most profound, deepest healings you can imagine. And one of the things that we do is we regenerate their love body. And so their heart and their pancreas and their emotional brain, and all those things that really the blood, the circulation, the cardiovascular system, the lungs, those are all things that make love better, believe it or not. So with the lungs, if you have a constriction in your lungs, I don't feel like I have the right to take up space. That's what that is saying. That's what it's telling you. I don't have the right to take up space. So by doing a healing where we improve the lungs so that you now have permission to take up space, then you can show up more with more generosity, with more appreciation, with more gratitude. And, you know, sometimes the emotional brain gets a little wonky. The amygdala that is formed pre-3, that can get pretty funky. If you've been raised by parents who were in a lot of pain, and that gets healed in this healing weekend. We do the first day, Friday, we do relationships and love. So that's what all day tomorrow will be about. And by the way, if you're listening and you're going, oh, my God, I'd really love to be in that program, and I don't know if I can get there, I just had someone register last night in the Virgin Islands, and we'll be Skyping him. So you definitely can Skype in. If you want to get into this 3-day program and get all the healings, just go ahead and sign in and then send me a note saying I need to Skype in, and you'll get all the healings. You'll be right here in the living room with us, even though you'll be in your own space. You'll be getting all the healings right along with us. So it's pretty fantastic. All right, well, we're going to go back to that final stage, and I know you're really excited and anxious to hear about the seventh stage of love. And the seventh stage of love is cellular harmony. And it comes in 630 to 1000, which is mastery to enlightenment. And in this stage, we have full intimacy and full union. We have an enlightened experience of partnering. We have pure love. The partners are awake. There is an experience in the relationship that it is evolving and evolving both spiritually, emotionally, mentally. It's helping you to evolve. Sensuality and sexuality, the expression of those, are possible in full self-expression with the emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical bodies. And so you get to be exactly yourself. And it's not without problems. Obviously, we have physical bodies. We have our spiritual timeline and our DNA, which influence us, and occasionally hiccups happen. But you are the right fit. And that ever elusive but always possible right fit in love begins with self-awareness and room to reflect. And so when you're really looking for the perfect partnership for yourself, I want you to really be thinking about who am I and what am I bringing into the relationship? If you've discovered that you're on in one of the lower relationship stages, I really encourage you to join us next week on your Health Can't Wait call. Next week, we do the health call will be all about love, and we're going to be doing love healings. It's a free call on Thursday mornings. If you go to the julierenee.com site and right under the welcome video, there's the free health call. Just click on there and sign yourself up for the Health Can't Wait call. It's at 11 a.m. next Thursday morning. So I don't have my calendar in front of me. Oh, I do have my calendar in front of me. There you go. I'll give you the exact date, and you can sign in. That is February 14th. Oh, my gosh, how perfect. Valentine's Day, we're doing love healings. 11 a.m. Pacific time. So go ahead and sign yourself up for that program, and we look forward to having you on the call. So I just wish you all blessings and light on your day of transformation. We're going to end the call by doing a little mudra process. I'd like you to take your hands in front of your heart chakra and rub them together, creating some spiritual energy, some heat, some tapas. So you're rubbing your hands together, really briskly rubbing your hands together until your palms are nice and warm. And take your right hand and put it over your heart chakra. And take your left hand and put it over your right hand in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity, and say to yourself, I love myself. And really feel that to your core. I love myself. I love myself. And breathe. Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply into that love, that self-love. And now I'd like you to say, I trust myself. I trust myself. I trust myself. And feel that new sense of trust, that you're trustable, that you trust yourself. And finally, I express my unique self. I express my unique self. I express my unique self. Full permission to be the goofball, to be the creator, to be the genius, to be the nerd. Full permission granted. You're giving yourself full permission. And then allow your hands to open, pinkies touching, forming a cup of love in front of your heart chakra, miracle mudra. And just see your cup overflowing with generosity, with love and abundance, blessings from the divine. And tip it into your heart chakra now. And just accept all the love you need is within you now. Blessings and light on your day of transformation. I love you so much, and I'll be talking to you real soon.
Thanks for listening to Miraculous Living Radio. I'm Julie Renee, speaker, author, and master healer. If you'd like to go from fatigue to fabulous in just 5 short days, I'd like to encourage you to enroll yourself. Go to miraculouslivingtoday.com, and you're going to be receiving from Miraculous Living a 5-day course that provides you with the restorative meditation that will change your life. And if you'd like to receive more information about our upcoming programs, go to www.julierenee.com. And also on that site, you will discover a wealth of guided meditations for your use, including karma clearing, DNA and stem cell regeneration, happy hormones,
and many, many more meditations that will heal you for a lifetime. We look forward to getting to know you better. And as always, you can count on Miraculous Living Radio to be your most important resource to inspire, to inform, and to improve your health and vitality. Welcome to Your Miraculous Living.